Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Curtis, you expect Duran to know how to make a diving catch in left field, and you said that anybody could have made that catch. But you don't expect Rafaela to know how to lay down a sacrifice bunt versus bunting for a hit, which is what he was trying to do. And so there's a big disconnect, buddy. And I don't remember you saying that you ever played baseball.
Played Rivers baseball, yeah. Three-year lettered. Catcher was excellent. Grady O'Gara tried to beat me out, failed. But also, I would say very simply yes, catching a fly ball is exponentially easier than laying a bunt down in a must-win playoff game against a big league pitcher throwing 98 miles an hour. Call me crazy, but that's kind of what
I'd agree with that, Curtis.
I mean, Alex Cora is not without blame.
No.
He certainly left Whitlock in there for way too long yesterday.
And we gave him credit yesterday. You can't, like, you don't get upset. Like, we're not saying that Alex Cora should be stoned to death. But when you give the guy credit and then the next day he makes mistakes,
right.
You got to say, okay, that was on you, Cora.
And we all know that the stoned to death category is already owned by you.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. It's from the earth. It was put here for me and you.
Hey, Jaren Duran, your great uncle Roberto called. He wants his hands back.
Jaren Duran, 100%. That was uncalled for. I mean, yeah, I understand he moved a little bit farther back and really had to put the wheels on to make it to that ball. But, I mean, I don't think the dive was necessary. I think he could have did a simple turn of the glove, and he would have secured that ball.
Yeah, that was just a disaster.
Awful.
Just a disaster.
Pathetic.
I will say I'm leaning more toward your side of things when it comes to Nate Eaton, and that I really do put that on the third base coach.
So, yeah, you just got to take off and run, brother.
Yeah, I mean, first base coach was giving it the let's go around the bases, so should have been the same over there.
Jack the Landscaper from Hampton, New Hampshire. I'm calling for the Sox winning 6-4 tonight. Let's go, Sox!
Okay. Mm-hmm.
6-4.
Well, it's on Connolly early, and certainly has shown that he can do it. I don't know how many innings are to be expected from a rookie like that. You know, 4 or 5? What are you hoping for tonight, Curtis?
I don't know, but the New York Post has got to be salivating with these last names. Like, it's going to be an early Schlitter for the Red Sox tonight.
He's got to go at least 5, right? Because that bullpen's got to be gassed.
Yeah.
So that's why I said if it's going to be on these young guys and one of them's going to pee down their leg and we'll know relatively early.
I'm guessing the entire Schlitter family will be down there in their Yankees jerseys.
Yeah, people are calling BS that his family's rooting for the Yankees, given that they're from Walpole.
Like, yeah.
It's That's your son. It's
exactly.
Your...
That's crazy.
I said it earlier. I said it at the start of the show. I would find it hard. It's the Yankees.
Okay, but your son is on the team. Like, you would rather the Red Sox beat your son to advance in the postseason?
I used to bet against Bentley all the time when Brees was playing for him.
Well, that's terrible.
Finally, another BC with gambling issues.
I don't care. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are. I just think they, if he ends up beating the Red Sox this evening, then there has to be some kind of boycott of Needham where his dad is the chief of police. Like, maybe stay away from the restaurants over there for a little while.
Baby Pedro, are you kidding me? The real Pedro would have never gone 2 1/3 innings.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
Shine thinks he pitched well.
I don't think he pitched like horrendously bad.
What did he face? 11. 11 batters.
Just a lot of lefties coming up. Cora wanted to play the mismatch. Yeah. That's all.
Did he not know that going? Did Cora not know that going into the game?
He did. Breslow gave him a pitch count of 28. That was the analytics.
Was Cora fooled that all of a sudden Boone pinch hit a bunch of guys in the second inning?
Hey, listen. The good news is he's ready to go game one on Saturday. Oh, should God. You advance?
Hello, Red Sox fans. Your bacon looks a little floppy. You're done. Go Yanks.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything.
I'm not confident.
Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not confident.
I mean, no team has ever lost in this format, Curtis, after winning the first game. Am I correct about that?
You're correct, but you've said it enough to jinx it.
Okay. I mean, so that's a good, that's odds are good when it comes to the Red Sox favor.
One of the truly great nights of my life was when they won Game 7 in 04. And Storo Drive, we were in a cab. It just stopped. People all ran out of their cars, were high-fiving strangers. It was just wonderful, and I would love to see something similar tonight.
So if he's baby Pedro, would that make the Yankees his granddaddy? That was bad.
It was awful. It's really an abomination to Pedro.
I love you guys. I listen to you every day. You're my alarm clock, but you guys are the biggest phonies when it comes to Red Sox. After a win, oh, they're the greatest. We love them. After a loss, oh, season's over. Pack it up. Get a grip. Bandwagon.
Yep.
But isn't that how Red Sox fans are supposed to be?
That's all Red Sox fans. If you grew up here and lived it, it's all of us.
Have you never?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Been here before?
It's all of us.
Greg, brother, that mime story is terrifying. I mean, you must have been scared out of your mind. I mean, I can't imagine your terror. It must have been unspeakable.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it was awful. Trapped in an elevator for 25 minutes with all mimes during the mime convention in Miami.
No.
And it was, I didn't have a fear of them before. I thought I'd see them on television or something, like on That's Incredible. And I would enjoy the mimes. But then being trapped in an elevator with them, they become creepy.
I get why you don't like Pokemon. There's a Pokemon called Mr. Mime, who is a mime.
Well, I just don't understand why they couldn't break character. Like if you're in,
you can never break character.
Huh?
You never break character.
If you're in an emergency situation, trapped between floors in an elevator.
No, I bet you the mimes and the Blue Man Group never break character.
Wiki, please dress as a mime for Halloween. Thank you.
Oh,
one of them. Well, at one point, I got very excited because one of them began pulling on the elevator elevator cable, and I thought for sure we were all set. Yeah. Nothing happened.
Nope.
We didn't move.
Nope.
Wasn't the actual cable.
Shoot.
Was just doing that in midair like that.
Was this a prank? Did somebody you work with set this up for you?
No, I went down for Pat's game. And there happened to be the mime convention going on at the same hotel, and walked into the elevator. They were all in there. They're like, high five, but you can't actually complete the high five.
Right. What a bizarre world.
Mid-air high five. And then we went up a floor and a half and stopped.
That is very scary. Two scary things. One of my biggest fears is getting stuck in an elevator.
Terrifying. guy kept doing the phone hand to
like
try to
call
in the emergency. I was like, great, we're going to get help, and no help was on the way.
Did they lasso you with the fake rope toss?
It was terrifying.
Do you think this is what Santo hears when he's at a restaurant, checks his fantasy football, and starts getting berated by Courtney?
I don't think that. I mean,
was I berating today?
No. He's just talking about your feelings on fantasy football players.
But. Yeah. Well, I think there's a time and a place. I don't think sitting at the dinner table with your wife is the place to do it.
You know the real problem with that Hojo soap? Not enough clams.
Not enough clams.
True. Enough
that pizza sauce story reminded me of the award-winning Greg Hill podcast, Extra Sauce.
Oh,
remember that old chestnut? Mm.
Loved it.
Courtney Fallon and Greg Hill on local restaurants.
I mean, it debuted during the pandemic, right, which was a real problem, Curtis.
Yeah, no, it was bumpy.
It really was just a poor time to debut that.
Debuted
baby.
Number one, though.
It did, yeah. Right. It did. Debuted number one. And then dropped rapidly.
I just want to chime in and say, Coco, congratulations, you and Santo. Mama Bear Coco, awesome. You are on top of it. You are giving Shime tons of crap. I love it. You're feisty. You're just giving it right to it. Except for Mike Vrabel, but I wouldn't either. He's a scary man. But, hey, congrats. And keep on going. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Go. You will be able to see Courtney. She is glowing. And you'll be able to see her tomorrow morning in Newport, so...
Yes.
I'm guessing some diapers and things will be brought for you. Mm. You always get the most gifts whenever we're on the road.
I've been getting very, very kind gifts. It's very nice. Yeah.
Can you share some of those with Greg?
Yeah. Those diapers come in handy.
Yes.
Do you have some sort of a baby gift registry?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. It's not finalized yet, but I'm working on it.
Where is it? Lulu or where
no,
is it?
No, it's like called Baby List. It's very easy now to just like list from all different websites in one place.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will be getting you a great gift.
You don't need to do that, really.
if you want to know what epitomizes the Twitch chat, Clapback says, "When can the congrats stop?" Go outside, you absolute loser.
Never.
No.
No.
Until the baby is a full-grown adult.
When are you going to stop telling someone congratulations on giving life to another person, please?
I was thinking of, I don't know if this would even be possible, but reaching out to my friends at FanDuel and seeing if we can wager on the day, time,
weight,
or whatever.
I love that idea.
What do you think of that?
My dad would love that.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if you would really love that. Because like gambling, and Shine will tell you, he's the, what is he? What do they call you, Shine?
Degenerate.
Degenerate. Is you, we need all the details. Time of conception.
No, you don't need
time
that.
Of
it's
conception.
Gonna be time of birth.
No, but these lead
into the math on when the birth should be.
Do you want the position too?
No, but these lead into.
You got to set the line appropriately.
These lead into when it could potentially be
a
night baby.
I don't know the time of it.
Oh, that's because you know, like, you know how like they say, oh, sometimes if you are in this position, it's a boy, it's a girl. Like these are all the things you would need to
know. It's a boy
right now. We know. But I think that maybe some of those other things would factor into
there. Some have been suggesting it was the Beauport Hotel, but I don't think Santo wasn't there. He wasn't there for that.
No, I was actually pregnant at that show.
Oh, you were.
But didn't know.
That explains why you're so crabby.
Right.
Be careful the way you said that. Santo wasn't there.
But I was pregnant already at that point. I actually went back and like looked.
We're going to have Courtney and Santo on Maury Povich.
No, I mean, I was pregnant at Lake Winnipesaukee show.
Really?
Yeah.
Santo
wasn't there
either.
No.
Oh, you didn't know
it? No.
Okay.
I found out at like 7.5 weeks that I was pregnant.
Curtis, great question on the Subaru of New England text line. I don't remember, but do you know if the mime convention had a guest speaker?
I don't remember.
Yeah, what do you do at a convention since it's silent?
You mime it.
They do everything. Like they never gain any weight because they're not really eating.
Right.
They just sit there at the like the waiters bring out the
with a classic Zeke Elliott.
Everything's mimed.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.